Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
We're just straight into it. Very good morning to you, Amber Milan, Dr. Amber Milan.
Hi,
Milan. Hi. Thanks very much for coming in. We're going to talk about lactose intolerance and A2 milk. Now, I know a wee bit about A2 milk. I was lucky enough to interview the one of the guys who discovered the A2 protein many years ago here on BFM Breakfast, who's unfortunately passed away now. But you're a research fellow at the Liggins Institute. What are the Liggins Institute doing with A2 milk at the moment? What's the deal? What's the deal here at the Uni of Liggins?
Well, that's a good question. What we're interested in is how A2 milk might be beneficial for people with lactose intolerance. So there's been, you know, some evidence showing that it can be digested a little bit more easily, but that hadn't really been tested scientifically. So we did a first study to see whether that was actually true, whether A2 milk was tolerated better than just sort of regular milk.
Who are the people that are buying A2 milk at the moment? Like, because it's doing very well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of people that report that they have trouble with regular milk, and so it leads them to kind of look for alternatives. And A2 milk being still a cow's milk, it might be a bit more palatable for people who want to switch to a different type of milk. So I think it's really people who are looking for a product that can help them when they've had trouble with conventional milk.
Yeah, because and the difference to what makes it a different type of milk is that the conventional milk contains A1 and A2 types of protein.
Yeah.
Which most of our national herd is A1, is that right?
It's usually about a mix, so about 50-50. So it is just two different types of protein that the cows naturally produce, kind of like if you had a blonde cow and a brunette cow.
The Jersey and the Friesian cow. It's Jersey cow's the A2, isn't it? Is that right?
It's a mixture in all types of breeds. So it seems to just be a mutation that happened along the way to produce the A1. So all that A2 milk is just selecting out those cows that only produce the A2 milk.
And it's a specific type of beta casein protein.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing at the Liggins Institute and Ag Research doing? Do you need people to help, or have you already done the research?
Well, we're doing a series of studies, so we do need people to help us out with our current study. So we already found that the A2 milk might be beneficial for people with lactose intolerance, but we don't know if there may be something about it that helps people actually be able to tolerate lactose better. So we need 40 participants. We need men and women who are willing to give it a go.
Is it okay if they're BFM listeners?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, because we're looking for all sorts of people, but they need to be lactose intolerant and willing to consume cheese and milk for a period of 2 weeks each.
So it could, at some stage, become uncomfortable.
It could, but what we've done is we know that the lactose is definitely something that's causing them problems. Yeah. So we're limiting the amount of lactose that we're giving people. So instead of just asking them to drink copious amounts of milk for our research, we're also getting them to consume cheese, which doesn't actually have any lactose.
Right, good. And for how long? For 2 weeks, you say?
Yeah, so it'll be two series of 2 weeks because we're testing both A2 milk and conventional milk, and we want to look at it in the same person, so they're going to have to switch over.
Right, so it says here that about 70% of adults consider themselves lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Is that something, so you don't really want someone who considers themselves lactose intolerant, you want someone who's like,
intolerant. Well, what we're going to do is actually, if you think you're lactose intolerant, the first thing we have to do is test whether you are. So we'll actually be testing people to see if they are lactose intolerant. And we know just sort of from population studies that probably about 70% of people will in fact be lactose intolerant. So if you think you are, there's a good chance you might be.
And so those people that would normally... I mean, should people hunt out A2 milk if they think they're lactose intolerant? This is what you're trying to determine, isn't it?
Yeah, think we'd like to find out scientifically if there's a basis to that. But I think the trouble with digestive intolerances is that it's really hard to pin down what's going on. So if A2 milk is something that works for them, then I think it's a good idea to give it a shot. And if it's not something, then there may be other products that they could look at too. Yeah.
We love milk in New Zealand, don't we?
Yeah.
We love it. We can't get enough. And it's the building block, isn't it?
Yeah.
So So this is really important stuff. If people wanted to get in touch with you to be part of this study, how do they do that?
So they can find the advertisement for our study on the Liggins Institute webpage, and they can also send us an email at nutrition.mobility@auckland.ac.nz.
Okay, Doc. And when do you need them to do that by, if they want to be involved in that?
Well, the study's ongoing. We're hoping to wrap it up before the end of winter. So if they could give us a shout anytime soon, that would be great.
Awesome. Okay, Dr. Amber Milan, thank you very much for coming in, talking to us about lactose intolerance and the benefits and or non-benefits of A2 milk. I've been really interested in following the A2 milk thing ever since it started, and I find it really, really fascinating. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.